Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a current sensation taking place.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Wayne Olson, the author of The Disney Difference. He spent a lot of time hanging out with the folks at the Disney type theme parks, and so he's a great admirer, as am I, of Walt Disney and all the things that he did. He was a genius, wasn't he, Wayne?
Oh, unparalleled. Just a fantastic mind. And he was a great psychologist in many ways. But, yeah, he was a genius, no question.
Well, you know, I know a little bit about his story, about how he started out as a cartoonist and then grew into, started his own company. And he was a pioneer. I mean, he was a genius in his later years, understanding what the masses wanted. But he was also a technical pioneer in the work that they did, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He had several patents for things like the multi-plane camera. He was an early user of sound synchronized with animation. Incredible. He was always pioneering all kinds of new technologies.
Well, he was a throwback to people like Edison and Ford and Bell and those guys. What are some other things that we can learn from Walt Disney?
You know, the thing that you mentioned about him being a genius, and certainly I think one of the things about his genius was he knew when to take risks. And I think one of the interesting things about Disney is that he was always a small business person.
Mm-hmm.
He started business with his brother Roy, and he died with Roy at his bedside. The two brothers were always the people who ran the company. Mm. It was always a family business. And the other thing about Disney I think we can learn is that Disney was not always a guaranteed success. He washed up several times. And when he built Disneyland, everyone called it Disney's folly. And he couldn't get financing for it. And he had all kinds of trouble trying to build it. A lot of experts told him it would fail, that he was going to lose his shirt, he should leave the entertainment business to people who knew it. And the most interesting thing of all is that he borrowed money from his employees.
Wow.
He went around with hat in hand in the studio and
wow.
asked all of his employees if he could borrow money to build Disneyland. So this was not,
wow.
you know, we call Disney as this mogul or the empire he built. But here's a man who was humble enough to go to his employees and say, hey, I need some money to build this thing. He sold his life insurance. He sold his house. Remortgaged.
Well,
his house.
You're right about small business. He was all in.
Yeah.
That's the way we are out here on Main Street, aren't we? We're all in.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
And if Disneyland failed, it took the movie business and the studio with it. It was a big risk. But he pictured it. And you talked about him looking at the tomorrow. One of my favorite stories about Walt Disney is when he was dying in the hospital bed, he looked up at the grid on the ceiling, the ceiling tiles, and was describing to Roy where Epcot would be in Orlando based upon that grid. He would point mm-hmm. to one grid, hey, this is where the future part's going to be, and this is where the parking is going to be,
yep.
this is where the condos are going to be. Even as he was dying, he looked up at that hospital ceiling and saw it as a map of his future.
Yeah, he was able to see things like the guy with a beautiful mind. He could see numbers and make some sense of it. And
take people through a tour of the Florida swampland and within feet show them what would be in each window. Now come over here and you can look in this window and see where we're going to sell hats. And oh, right across the street, that's where they're going to sell Mickey Mouse dolls and things like that.
Wow.
I mean, years before any construction had been built in the middle of a Florida swamp, everyone who walked with him said he could see things as if they were there.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was a builder. He built something from the ground up. And so many small business owners are like that. out there these days. But the thing that they have to be able to do, it's not enough. That's the thing about Disney. It wasn't enough that he was a genius at creating things. He finished the job by making sure that the customer had the most amazing experience of their life. And whether you're selling soup or shoestrings today, especially today, if you're a small business owner, if your people aren't receiving the most amazing soup or shoestring experience in their lives, they're not going to come back.
That's right. And, Jim, when you talk about the experience, I think Walt would say the experience does not begin when they walk in our door. And for Disney, I'll use Disney as an example, it begins when they see the advertisement that spurs them to make their reservation.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not end when they check out of the hotel or leave the park at the turnstile. It ends when the Visa bill comes in. And they want you to be happy. They want souvenirs to remind you of your good time.
Right.
So I think sometimes we fool ourselves into thinking the experience begins when the customer's in front of my face, when really the experience begins long before that and ends well after the customer leaves.
And Wayne, I don't declare success for myself until the customer comes back.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm not proud of myself when they come in my door. I'm proud of myself when they come back for more.
That's right. And the same here. When somebody buys my book, that's not a success. I don't consider it a success until they tell somebody else or until they rate it on Amazon.
The Disney Difference by Wayne Olson. WayneOlson.com?
Yes, sir.
Books available on wherever books are sold?
That's right. Amazon and other places, yes.
Yeah. Hey, Wayne, good job today. Come back.
Jim, thanks for having me.
See you next time. Wayne Olson, ladies and gentlemen. The Disney Difference. That's the book. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.